Zena Daniel and two other women died when Daniel's husband opened fire at the Brookfield Spa. Zena's brother, Elvin Daniel, will take part in the Sunday memorial service for his sister. Mr. Daniel says Zena was a wonderful person.
She loved serving other people. She always had a big smile on her face. She always wanted to, let me bring the coffee, let me wash the dishes, let me do that for you. She did everything for everybody.
Daniel says he's been thinking about ways to reduce the risk of domestic violence. He says people with a restraining order against them, as Zena's husband had, should not be able to sidestep federal law and make a private gun purchase.
I am a gun owner. This is not whether or not people should have guns. This is about, we all have to agree that at certain times, certain people should not be able to have a gun.
Carmen Petrie of Milwaukee's Sojourner Family Peace Center says the path to more targeted gun laws is not clear.
What I liked about what Alvin said is this is not a political issue. It's about keeping guns away from people who want to hurt other people. And I think we can all get behind that. How we do that, I don't know.
Petrie says there needs to be a sustained community conversation in the legislature, courts, and in people's homes to head off violent behavior, such as what happened October 21st in Brookfield. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.